Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking. Yeah, they gonna feel this.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. What up? We are back. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is your girl, Rigel.
Hotel Abari Ghani and Assalamu Alaikum. This is Mufasa Ra.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back again, family. Thanks for joining us. We here another week. Collective Minds, we ain't all got to think alike, but we all have to think. So, yeah, we here. We in the building. Now, we did do a mess up. Just want to let the family know. We had open discussion last week as opposed to this Sunday, which is technically the last Sunday of the month. But nonetheless, we do have, a good topic lined up. Hopefully, we can share some constructive dialogue with the family. You feel me? But before we do, like always, Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, how was y'all week? And do you have any announcements for us?
I had a great week. No announcements. Just announcing that I had a great week. I hope everybody else.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's get it. Brother Mufasa, how was your week, my brother? Mm-hmm. And any announcements for us?
Yeah, I had a good week. Only announcements I want to make is shout out to Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know, since we won't be on air next week because it's Super Bowl, we'll be on vacation. So I'm giving out my congratulations early to the Super Bowl winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers because I'm predicting that they are going to win it all. And Tom Brady, who is going to his 10th Super Bowl. Y'all hear that? 10th Super Bowl is about to win his 7th Super Bowl ring.
Damn.
7.
That's
as
ridiculous.
Much as I don't like the fella, but I have to respect his work history and his work ethic. The man is the GOAT. I mean, to go to 10 Super Bowls is unheard of.
Right.
You know? And have won 7 of them. You know, it's a lot of people say, hey, some of the stuff was cheated. This, that. I ain't finna get in all that. At the end of the day, this man has been in 10 Super Bowls and won 7. The team he won most of them with last year didn't even make it to the playoffs this year when he left. He went to a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl in, I don't know, probably about 2 decades, and it took them to the bowl.
Right.
So.
And is in their home stadium, right?
Yeah.
And is in their home stadium, right? So that's even better.
Yeah. First time the Super Bowl has been played at home in his home stadium. And I said that when Tom Brady went to the Buccaneers. So he went there, I said, oh, they're going to the bowl. I already felt the game.
Yeah, that's hard.
So Tom Brady showed us that at 43 years old, he the GOAT. We can't take nothing away from that. So anybody who want a piece of the action, you got to tonight to call in. I'm taking all bets. So I let me give broke off.
You know, right, who the favorite? Yeah, who the favorite?
Man, I don't even know, bro.
But yeah, I want to see the numbers.
I think most people might be rolling with KC. I don't know.
That's something we got to look up and check out.
Yeah. Anybody wants some action, you can get my Cash App handle, and we can take it from there. So that's it for me.
Yes, indeed.
One more thing. With the Super Bowl, I'm curious to see. I've always said since COVID kicked off that the NFL is undefeated when it comes to COVID. So I'm really interested to see how next weekend is going to play out, you know, with social distancing and all that. I don't believe that the fans are going to let COVID stop them from congregating. I think it's going to be on. And when it's in Florida, too, man, I don't think it's slowing down. The NFL ain't slowing down. So I can't wait to see how many people are going to be at this game.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yeah, we gonna see. And speaking of a crazy week, bruh, I know y'all heard about the the GameStop and the GameStop and Robin Hood thing that was going on. Now, just real quick, that story was big to me because it was like, you know, the little retail investor, the little guy versus the big hedge fund, the billions of dollars, the big banks. So for them, you know, to get a piece of that, I thought that was big. And for those that don't know, it was with the GameStop stock, some hedge funds, basically people who manage millions and billions of dollars, they opened up a position on GameStop, basically betting that the stock was going to go down. So with that filing, you know, the SEC, that's public information. So when this these YouTube guys, this one cat named Roaring Kitty, they got followers. They told everybody to go buy GameStop to make the price go up. It was like, buy it, just hold it no matter what. Just hold the line. Don't sell. They bought it up, and they ran that price up 1,000% in a month, causing the hedge funds to lose billions of dollars. Like, it was crazy. It got to the point where Robinhood stopped people from even buying the stock. You could not buy the stock at one point. So it's going to be interesting. It was a volatile week last week in the market. So I'm interested to see how this week will go. But it last week was crazy. You know, with that, GameStop, BlackBerry, Kodak, all these companies who basically they motto is pretty much up, but people are buying the stock just to drive the price up. So yeah, I just wanted to share that with the family. I thought that story was interesting, and I think that the wealth transfer is real. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, we just need to get up on it, because I think as far as this administration, we got about 8 more years, or we got a little window before things get real, real, quote-unquote, bad. You know what I'm saying? And this is the time for you to be getting that nest egg together and getting that bread together so you can maneuver how you want to maneuver, you know what I'm saying, as it pertains to how things may go, you know, or could go. You just want to be prepared, so... But, yeah, I digress. Just wanted to put that out there. I thought that story was pretty good.
Quick question, bro.
But, yeah, fam.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. You got a sleeper pick for us going into Monday, you know, a stock or a Bitcoin that we might get lucky, throw our change in? Because as I'm seeing now, especially when it comes to stocks, we need to go ahead and have your order in and ready. So when it open Monday, you can hopefully be in the loop.
Exactly. Yep, you ready. Yeah, it's one that I was looking at called Polkadot. Now, I don't think this is on Coinbase, or I know it's not on Cash App. It's on like Binance USA, but it's called Polkadot, and that's actually moved up, I think, to the number 4 spot as far as market cap. So one of the guys that left Ethereum left and started this polka dot. You know, so they saying this could be the next Ethereum, and right now it's under $20. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so I was looking at that. It's called Polkadot. That one, and what's the other one? DeFi is another one that's been doing good. But, yeah, definitely do your research on these coins. But I would say Polkadot is at the top of my list, and then there's another one called Theta Coin, which is I think that's less than a dollar. It's called Theta. So, yeah, check them out. Those are two cryptocurrencies to check out.
Hold on.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, that's how we're doing it. I got a few stocks, man. We could start giving out, I don't know. I mean, people have to do their own research, but it's definitely if you see something in the market, I say, you know, why not share the information? Because just like that story showed, if people is on the same wave, you can make stuff happen. You know what I'm saying? The retail investor, which would be us, we can get in this market and get some money because it's $1 trillion that flow every day. You know what I'm saying? You can slide in. That's what I'm saying. You can slide in. If they won't miss a meal or two or 10, you know what I'm saying? If you can slide in and position yourself, that money's transferred every day. And it's up for grabs for whoever, you know what I'm saying, is patient and disciplined and not fearful, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot, when it comes to investing, a lot of people kind of get fearful, like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to put my money in, whoop-de-whoop. But once you get over that, hey, the sky's the limit, baby. So, sky's the limit. So, yeah, that's where we at, family. Hit us up. We got a great show, and I'm going to break it down. Collective Minds, not a spectator sport. We always like hearing from the fam. The number's 929-477-1697. And I'm going to let Queen Rigel break it down and explain today's topic and what kind of inspired this conversation.
Actually,
or Brother Mufasa.
Let Mufasa
do that.
Yeah, this is a woman topic.
I'm trying to give you your
flowers while you're here. I mean, you did send the research video here.
Along with other topics, and this was one that you really wanted to speak about. But hey, again, I'm more than capable of going in on
the video. Yeah, just break down the video for him. Just break down that part.
Okay, so there was a video that I stumbled across earlier this week as it pertains to it. First, I saw the response video first, and it was a young lady that was breaking down the reason that, a black man, made a comment about black women wanting to dress and look like they're white. And he said, well, he may as well just get him a white woman, you know, because black women wants to be white anyway because of the way that we dress, wear our hair, and things like that. So he said, well, it doesn't make sense to get a black woman. You might as well just go get a white woman. And I saw his video second. The response video was just a young lady that was just responding to what he said, just suggesting that if you want to date a white woman or a non-black woman, that's fine, but just keep the black women out of it. Don't use us as an excuse to go out and date outside your race. Just stand on it if that's what you want to do. Don't try to put black women down and say we doing this and doing that or acting this way or looking this way just to have your own excuse to go outside your race. And so that's what kind of sparked this topic. Like I said, I sent that to my co-host, and that was one of the ones that kind of stood out for us to discuss today. And I personally, I know Mufasa and I have had a debate about this for a while now, and we're on two different extremes. And I feel like a lot of the beauty tactics and techniques that women use, black women, for one, I can say women as a whole, but we're going to deal with black women, is because of, I think they're just trying to appease the black man. These are the types of things that black men show us that they're attracted to. So a woman try to make herself appealing to a man by trying to cater to what he has shown her that his desires are, what he likes. So I think if a man want to have an issue with the way the black women dress or portray their beauty or express their beauty, I think they need to first question themselves. And I can just leave it there for now and let Mufasa respond, because I know he have a response and he have a lot to say about this, because I've already know from experience. So go ahead and speak your piece, Mufasa.
She's being nice. She ain't really going in like she told me, like she worded us. She's being nice right now. She felt like that man's comments was stupid and he was ignorant with his comments. So she's being nice right now. And I'm going to take the high road.
I did say that the young man's comments were stupid, and that's my opinion, they were, because I do feel like he was trying to relieve himself and other men of their responsibility of the whole role. It's not just women just waking up doing this. A lot, like I said before in my intro, a lot of it has to do with the desires that men express and show that they like. So the woman is trying to appease the man's desires. So I feel like his comment was stupid, because I don't think he addressed both sides of it like I'm attempting to do now. I don't think he addressed both sides of the situation. He only addressed his side. So I do agree with the young lady, too, saying, hey, if this is what you want to do, then just do it. Don't try to make it seem like it's because black women do this and dress like that, and black women just want to be white. That's bull. So, yeah, his comment was stupid from what I heard. So it would have been good if we could have got him on. Maybe he could have broke it down a little differently, where he would not have sounded so stupid, because he definitely sounded stupid.
Now, just so I'm clear, the main thing he said that offended you or that you felt some type of way about was what, babe? The main comment he made.
I honestly would
Which
have
one
to
was the
go
main?
And look back at it to tell
was
you
it the one about was it the fact that he said the black women, that these women want to be white? Was it the fact, because I mean,
well, I thought that's very dumb. That is a very dumb statement to say that. And like I said, I won't necessarily say that I just felt some type of way about it. I just feel like it was dumb. I mean, I wasn't angry or anything like that, because I don't even think it applies to me, but I just think that his comment was ignorant and dumb. He just sounded dumb.
Okay. Well, because I'm a person that can grow and evolve, I was feeling a certain type of way myself. Because I felt like I understood where the dude was coming from when he was saying that, you know, he tired of these women who put on all this fake stuff. I read it as he was frustrated with black women putting on all this crap and not really just expressing their natural self. Now, me and Roger might have looked at it two different ways. That's kind of how I was looking at it. And I felt his frustration because I like seeing, you know, black women in their natural state. So I get a little frustrated about it too. Now, I had to ask some people or some females about this. And one friend had to kind of, you know, somewhat set me straight on why she say that black women, you know, put on the lashes and the different hairdos and the wigs. It's not because they want to be white. She look at it as the black woman is the original woman. And culturally, black women can change and, you know, they're multi, man, I'm messing up her word, but it was, they're just diverse. Black women are just a
right.
diverse group of people. So we really shouldn't, you know, down them for wanting to change so much. I mean, that's just in a woman doing. She's not doing it because she wants to be white. Maybe it's possible she's just doing it because she's expressing all her different, you know, sides inside of her. So
right,
I kind of
right.
backed off a little
that.
Bit instead of,
yeah.
instead of, you know, getting upset and not fully understanding why women do that. But I do want to say for the record that I love seeing black women in their natural state. And to me, that's always, that always looks the best to me. But after hearing her express that to me, if that's truly the case, you know, I'm not going to be the one to bash black women for that. Like, because in the past, oh yeah, I went in just like he did. I'm not going to bash black women for that. I mean, that is true. The black woman is the original, and she can change and do all types of things. And so everything comes from her. So I'm going to take
a couple of steps
back.
Okay. I respect
See, I can change. I can grow.
Yeah,
I can grow.
I see. That was some growth right there. I respect it. You feel me? So what you think about that, Queen Roger? What you think about that response?
I don't have a problem with that response. You know, as long as it's not that they're doing it because they want to be white, you know, I don't mind adding that other dynamic to it. But I'm still not taking out what I originally said, too, which is I feel like it's still a part of it. I'm not saying that what Mufasa described is not wrong. I can be with that. But I do still think that a lot of it still plays a role in what I said too, though.
Right.
What about you? You don't have an opinion about this kind of record.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I feel like I agree with both of y'all. You know, I think both sides, y'all both made some good points, and, you know, a lot of what y'all said was true. You know what I'm saying? I can understand both sides. You know, especially when a brother talk about, you know, women are just, you know, that's how women express themselves as far as beauty and how they put themselves together. You know, a woman wants to be, you know, admired to a certain degree, adorned, you know what I mean? So I definitely understand that. My only gripe do be some of these blonde wigs and whatnot. Some of that kind of gets to me. But other than that, like the straight hair and all that other stuff, I understand that that's just a part. There's a lot of black women with natural straight hair. You know, you got natural straight hair, you got froze, you got a lot, like, you have different type of styles when it comes to, you know, to how black women wear their hair, and like the brother said, because they're so diverse. So, yeah, I don't really have a problem with it. I'm really more concerned with how's your mind, how do you think, you dig what I'm saying? What's going on there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm cool with it, with however the sister want to come, even if she come with a wig or whatnot, wig, lace front, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Are you conscious? Are you on code? Are you aware? Are you open to new things? You know what I'm saying? Open to different opinions and whatnot. So that's where I'm at with it. But yeah, I understand both points. The brother was kind of going in on the video.
Can you be conscious with a front?
I think so.
Yeah, I didn't.
I think so. I think so.
Yeah, I'm really trying to. I'm really trying to, you know, be cool right now. I'm just new to this.
To this new mindset.
Because I really want to
right.
go in and go to the old
hey.
One. But hell no. But I'm not. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be nice.
Yeah, you
got to
make adjustments.
And I'm trying to grow.
Like right. Conscious with a wig. Now, I will say this. I don't think you can be conscious and perm your hair knowing what that does to your hair. Like, if you want to, I guess, flat iron, but I'm talking about with them chemicals and stuff. No, I don't think you'd be conscious of that with all them chemicals. You know what I'm saying? After you're aware of what they do to your scalp and, you know, how it breaks down the hair. Now, I don't know if you want to mess with that, in my personal opinion.
Okay,
so.
And let me say, I have to be true to the old me a little bit and say this. Damn, I just can't resist. I mean, it be bothering me when I understand being diverse, but at the same time, I like to see black women embrace their natural selves. Like, I mean, we know who, with the, like you said, the blonde wigs and all that long straight stuff. We know, man, ain't no black people born with no blonde hair. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, maybe it's some albinos. I don't know. But overall,
it's rare.
The most part.
Right.
So
right, it's rare.
For the most part, that ain't it. I'm gonna shut up because I'm gonna go backwards. And I don't want to go back because I want to continue to go forward and grow. I don't want to go backwards.
Okay,
so
what if it's a blonde curly wig?
I don't like none of that stuff. None of it's going to be real. I don't like none of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, if she want to wear it because that's what she want to do and show her diversity and all that, I'll try to respect it. But I'm just letting it be known. I don't like it. I'm with it. But, you know, my black woman don't need to do that. You ain't got to do it. I would wish you wouldn't do it. So it's not making me happy. Maybe you're doing it to express yourself and make yourself happy, but I'm not attracted to it. And, you know, kind of case in point to what Rigel was saying, that some women do this to attract men. Any men who like that type of stuff, to me, there's something wrong with them. Like, why? If we quit pumping up our women who wear that crap, if, you know, if Roger think that's why they do it, we should stop pumping them up. We should avoid dealing with the women who do that type of stuff. I feel like, you know what I mean? If that's what they want to do for themselves, we ain't got to glorify and put them on a pedestal. We got to make a new standard.
Right.
You know, but I need
right.
the sisters
I
to help out. I need us men and women, us black men and black women, got to do it together. We'll do it together. She stop wearing
that.
It, and the ones who wear it, we quit hollering at them, you know, and let them know how much we prefer for them and we love their natural state. But I ain't with all this stuff. I don't like it. I can't help it. I don't like it. Take that crap out your head. I don't like that method.
I understand. Here's another part of what, I know a lot of people might disagree with me on this, but, I mean, it's fine. It is what it is. But I've also, just to get a little more insight, I think, and this, of course, I'm going to say this off top, of course this does not apply to every single black woman that wears a wig and straight hair and blonde. But I think what I'm trying to say is that the men are more attracted to a woman with a certain type of, and there's been plenty of tests and studies on this when it comes to just beauty, and society, tall, thin, straight hair, light skin, all those things had always been in the forefront when it came to a standard of beauty. And that just is what it is. That's not, for the record, that's not me saying that that's how I feel. That's me expressing what I noticed in society through my lifetime. And it shows in society that a certain type of a look is always held to a higher beauty standard. They're on a pedestal. Just like when, who made that recent comment? Was that too short? He liked a non-black woman, a mixed race. Women are people
right.
that have a certain type of, skin tone, texture, hair texture, certain things like that. Unfortunately, it's just an unfortunate reality that we just have to face, that it seems to be more appealing when it comes to the standard of beauty. And that is why I say that I think a lot of women, not all, but a lot of women, may choose to try to mimic that way, that thing of beauty of a standard when it comes to, that's why you got the certain people now may try to bleach their skin. They hide their true hair texture and put on the weave that makes their hair straight. Because you don't see a lot of women putting in, in wigs that make their hair real kinky and coarse. You don't see that a lot. Yeah. It's always the opposite, a straighter texture. And I think that's what subconsciously, I think that's what they're just trained or going after because of what they see. Now, they may not even admit it. Some may not even realize where it's coming from. But if you watch enough TV, the things that they promote, the people that they put in the forefront as a way of standard to say this is beautiful, those are the types of things that a lot of, and we're talking about women now, but it applies to men too, but mainly women. But I think those are the looks that women is going after when they start permanent hair and wearing the wigs and all the clothes. Now, the men, you guys are attracted to those things, and that's just what it is. You know, just like what Too Short said, I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of men that feel like him, and it causes a lot of women, even when it comes down to the dress, the way that women dress, I think it's a subconscious way of trying to give the man what they want, attract the man. They want the man. Men like, what do you guys rap about? Butt and booty. So they try to wear things
oh,
to make their booty and their butts because those are the things that's in the forefront. Those are the things that you guys talk about. You sexualize those things. Those are the things that women try to enhance. They're not enhancing it for nothing else other than because these are the things that you guys speak about. This is what you guys look at when you out looking at a woman, you look at her body. So those are the things that they try to enhance. And I'll stop there. I don't want to get too long-winded and let you guys respond.
All right. Well, yeah, family, if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. That was Queen Rigel and our brother Mufasa Ra. I'm Cosmic Kev. And, yeah, we're talking about, I guess, you know, like the standards of beauty for, you know, black women and black men in particular. You know, we just looking at the dynamics of how, you know, the women dress up based on, you know, this European Western culture. And is that what the men like? You know what I'm saying? You know, I've always said that, you know, the standard of beauty, they try to put the white woman as the standard of beauty. However, the white woman actually tries to mimic the black woman. You know what I'm saying? And we've seen that a lot lately, you know, within the last, I would say, 50 so years and whatnot, how, you know, how the mainstream is really pushing the thick lips, the collagen, the implants, the Dr. Miami, you know, all that type of stuff where you can go get all these surgeries to make your face look fuller.
Yeah.
You know, just like with like the black woman. So, you know, it just comes down to who pushes the narrative. And I think our brother Mufasa said that, you know, we got to take control and show, you know, what our own standards of beauty are. You know what I'm saying? And put, you know, black women from all shades, you know, all colors, they diverse, all different hairstyles. And, you know, everybody can and you know, be themselves and feel beautiful. You know what I'm saying? But we got to push that narrative, especially get away from that European, Euro-Greek standard of beauty, that Roman Greek standard of beauty. No, we not rocking with that over here. You know what I'm saying? We going with the original, which is what you should go with. You try to get back to the original. And as you see in main society, you're starting to see, even on the TVs and movies, you're starting to see a lot of interracial couples. You're starting to see, you know, the white man with the black woman, and these are, you know, on commercials and whatnot. And this is deliberate because we didn't see this back in the day. You know, I mean, 20, 30, 40 years ago, that wasn't really that prevalent. But now, you know, they're moving into the whole interracial thing. But, I mean, I got theories on that on my Cosmic Cab, which I'm not going to get into right now. But yeah, we could talk about that too, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, y'all can respond, and we can hit them call lines and see what's popping with the fam. What's going on?
I just want to say one thing real quick. I would like, I hope we could get some men callers in, or, you know, to call in. I want to hear what man likes to see that type of stuff, you know, who promotes a black man that promotes his black women, who, you know, who likes to see her with the big wigs on and the long lashes. You know, I want to hear from a man who likes that type of stuff. Because you heard from two black men right here on this show. We ain't really with it. We trying to respect the fact that, you know, a black woman want to express herself, but we
right.
can really do without it. Am I right, Brother King?
Yeah, you're right. You're right and exact, bro. For me, and that, and again, that's our personal preference. But like you
right.
said, we can hear from a brother who, you know, who do like all that. I mean, you know, it. Yeah, exactly. But my preference is, nah, I don't like all that.
I mean, that's a lot of men, unfortunately, not going to be like, oh, no, I got to have wig. Now, you may have a sprinkle out there, but you're not going to have an overwhelming amount of men that's going to be that honest and say, no, mm-mm. I got to have a woman with some weaves, because I think it's a subconscious decision of what they have already in their subconscious said what is beautiful to them. And they're not looking at it as, they're not breaking it down into pieces where they saying, okay, I want her to have on a wig, or but they just think maybe a straighter look of hair is more attractive. So when they see a woman with the wig, they're like, oh, wow, you know, she's beautiful and she's pretty. I personally always felt like the more natural look for myself personally, and I'm not knocking any woman that does whatever they want to do, because this is my own personal preference, is to be more natural, because I just don't have time for all that. You know, if you can't like me as I am in raw form, I'm not going to be putting on no wig for you. I'm
right.
just not going to do that. I'm just not into that. I would prefer a man to see me in my rawest form and say, I still want you. This
right,
is, right. I still love you. I think you're beautiful. I don't wait until I put on makeup and red bottoms and all that to choose me. No, don't do that. So that's just my own personal preference, but we can get some other opinions on here. Y'all ready?
Let's get it.
Area code 314-381. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Look, in the Cairo Museum in Egypt, they got wigs.
Right.
You see paintings of women with extensions and palming their hair. How's that palm? Why they palm their hair, Roger? Is that for, I guess that makes the extension blend in, don't it?
Well, when women choose to perm their hair, in most cases,
palm, with your palm in your hands, you rub them back together,
is like
the hair. Yeah, that's for putting them.
That's just another style, another type of a hairstyle for diversity.
Yeah, they got those. They got depictions of women in Cairo Museum that's doing that. And, you know, it depends on what culture that you're in. And, of course, you know, women choose to abort the baby, and they chose to vote for Joe Biden. That's their choice. But, you know, beauty is in the eye of a hole.
Man, I like how you slid that in there.
I thought take you over to Kenya with the Masai women, and they have saucers on their lips. So I'd like to see you have to try to kiss off on one of them.
So brother, I mean, I understand. It sounds like you respect the diversity of black women. Now, but what do you prefer yourself? Do you prefer your women, like, you know, wearing like big wig? Would you like your wife wearing big blonde wig?
Well,
or but where are you at with
my wife? My wife's from West Africa. But see, here's another thing. Africans didn't wear them big afros like Angela Davis. You know why? Plus, it's too hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I love seeing bald head black women.
Well, they're not necessarily bald. Now, the girls in your elementary schools, in high schools, the girls
wear
hair short. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, short,
in the high schools and the public schools, the girls, the students, wear their hair short. They don't wear their hair long. In West Africa, the men wear a tight, what we call here a crovalis. They don't wear locks in their hair locks because it's too hot. You know, Joe Biden ain't fit to be no president. I've been telling people this all the time.
Uh-oh.
Gasoline is going up. You got black workers on the pipelines and on the gas field losing their jobs. And I seen one on YouTube today. And I did all I could to hold back tears. This man just bought a house, married, got children, went to school, learned how to do the job that's required on that project. Saving for his kids to go to college, buy his own insurance. And this idiot president that people were so enthused about voted to put about 11.8 million people out of work. And we're talking about good jobs in the $100,000 class. And that is just totally ridiculous. And I said gas is going up, but y'all talk about women putting them chemicals in their hair. Well, ain't nobody saying nothing about these people shooting these chemicals in their arms under the guise of vaccines.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
that's a conversation. That's definitely a conversation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, when you think you're saying something critical about somebody else, the person next to you, you got to ask them a question about what they're doing. Another thing that he's done, he's letting biological males participate in Title IX sports for women.
Right. I saw that.
And what is that going to do with your young black females that's trying to get scholarships in areas like track and field and probably other areas? Now, these males that couldn't make the men team. They just say, I'm a girl, and go play on the female team and knock somebody out of position.
Right.
Well, I was going to bring this up at a later time. You did touch on it, so you mean you brought it up. But I also heard Joe Biden, he reversed President Trump's banning of transgenders in the Army.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an Army decision.
Yeah, he did.
And these boys that's playing on these female sports, and we're not talking about those that have been surgically changed. It's a mindset. You wake up 8 o'clock in the morning, you're a boy. At 12 noon, you say, I'm a female, and you go out and play on a female sport, including gymnastics. So people like Gabby Douglas and Simone Giles, how would they be competing against a male? How would Jackie Joyner Kersee and Chloe Joyner be if they was competing against one of these biological males that say that they are female, and now they're running against those Olympic stars? Think.
Right.
Then, because of the COVID, you got the universities cutting out their sport, like track and field, and other sports, because they're not money generating. You know, the money generators in college sports is out of your basketball, football, and baseball to a small extent, especially at LSU. But now blacks are one of the holler racism because they don't have the money. Because the people are not coming to the sports because of COVID. So if they're not coming to the money-generating sports, basketball, football, how are you going to have money to carry those other sports that don't usually gather a spectator base?
Right.
And I agree with you on Tom Brady. You know why? I don't think
come
he
on
did
with
he, did he?
You don't think he what?
I don't think he took a knee, did he?
No, he ain't taking no knee.
All right. 10 Super Bowls. Where's Colin at?
All
right, I'll see you. Roger.
All right.
Hey, take care of yourself now.
Yes, indeed.
You okay. Thanks,
appreciate you calling.
Although you was off
yes,
topic,
indeed.
Talking about 10 other things other than the real
slid,
topic.
He slid Joe Biden in there real smooth in the beginning, didn't he?
Right.
I say that was
yeah,
nice.
I can't be mad at that. I can't be mad at him on that.
I'm mad at him. Yes,
okay, let's see if we can remind everybody what we're talking about.
Yeah, break it down. Break it down.
Topic. My God. Okay, we
put us back on
talking
track,
about. Okay, as a reminder to all the listeners, we are having a discussion about the dynamics or the different standards of beauty between black men and black women. Is there a different standards? Do black men prefer their black woman with the long hair, the weave, the pressed look, the straight look outside that makes her look non-African or whatever, however you may want to say it, or is it just a different standards? Women doing these things and dressing like this and putting makeup on and straightening her hair for the sake of the man, to attract the man. Which is it? Is it the women doing it for the man? Do the men like it, or is this just some type of convoluted, mixed up miscommunication that's going on between men and women? So we about to hear the man say, "Oh no, we don't like that," and the women can finally say, "Oh great, now let me get rid of this stuff," or you know,
right,
let me get
right,
this
right.
Yeah, is this some type of mix up in
you
communication?
You made me think about something. Right, you made me think about something. That, you know, because you got to break down the dynamics of, you know, mating and trying to get chose, because we got to break it down to its purest form. we are doing these things, and especially women are doing these things as far as beauty, so they can be chosen. You know what I'm saying?
For the man, that's what I'm saying.
For the man, right. So both parties play a part.
And that's
right,
my only question,
exactly.
For
so,
what kind of man?
Exactly. So what kind of man? And we also got to keep in mind that we are in a Western society where you have, you know, we're in a Western society where you have sex at the forefront, really, and you have women that dress promiscuous and say, hey, I should be able to dress like this and show my body, but you have other weirdo men that don't respect that or will go, you know, to go and try to take advantage of someone because they feel like since she dressed a certain way, she wants this attention, which that may or may not be the case. You don't know. You know
in
what
most
I'm saying?
Cases, but in most cases, it's true, but not every case.
Right, and not every case. So, you know, you never know, but you always got that dynamic of trying to get, quote-unquote, chosen. Like, how far do you go? You know, to
maybe
you know, to show your beauty, show your sexiness or whatnot.
Women
you know?
Get away with saying they should be able to show themselves. Maybe we should be the same. Maybe us guys, I wonder how women would like it if we just walked out with our shafts just exposed and dangling. And we just said, look, we should be free to express ourselves. Just because
right.
it's out, just because it's out don't mean you should say something to me.
Right.
Just because
right.
it's out don't mean you should look. So I don't get that.
Well,
don't,
nowadays,
don't dangling anyway.
Well, but listen, nowadays because things evolve so often, and I think it's becoming more and more that women are adapting a certain type of behavior just because of the history of the Black male and Black woman's relationship. So you have, that's where you get the independent thinking from, independent woman. I don't need a man, all this, and lesbians and all this is because of the history during a certain time when the relationship between a Black man and a Black woman wasn't the best. So now, and I say that because now with that never, ever being really corrected, and it's just continuing on and evolved into a newness that I think men can get by with walking out like that. Because you have
some women
that's more expressive. You have more women now that's more expressive than you know, women used to be a little bit more conservative. Now you got the women that'll come up to a man, hey, give me your number. I don't care if you have a girlfriend. I don't care if you're married. Give me your number. I like you. They're more aggressive now. So I think because they have this new expression, I think you can probably start getting away with that. Now, of course, it ain't going to happen in one night, but I think it can be accepted more easier now in today's times than before.
Wow, and somebody posed this question real quick before we go to call line. They was asking, how do Black women prefer, you know, they Black men to look? You know, that's a conversation. Or do women really trip off looks? I think women, and this, you know, I'm not a woman, but and maybe Roger could help me out, but I think women don't really trip off looks like that. It's more about, you know, what a man can do as far as providing, you know, security, protection, safety.
Let me answer that.
Little stuff like that.
Let me answer
that there you go.
Before we get into the calls, because there was a time when when it was like that. Now I think women look at men looks, I think it's too much of it. Oh, I don't like his socks.
Right.
I don't like the way he dressed. I think there was a time when it wasn't that much emphasis on a man's looks per se, and it was more about his strength, what can he provide, you know, those types of things. Now, I think that has also changed. And if we don't get a handle on it, it's going to even become even worse than what we are now. But that's how I see it. Let's get to the call.
Okay,
area code 336. 865. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment? Area code 336. Probably just missed that. Okay. Area code 319-572. Caller, you're on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Hey, this old topic, Shelly.
Okay, he's just listening.
Yes, indeed.
He's just listening. Thanks for calling in, caller.
Yes, indeed.
Now, did you was that your comment to tell us that we were talking about some silly caller?
We all know it's the media tells the black women what they're supposed to do. And then on the other hand, men, they do us the same way, so.
Right.
But
yes,
okay.
I can care less about a wig, but most of the women I know who usually have their hair done and wigs, they feel embarrassed and ashamed when they don't have their hair done, when their hair is natural.
Yeah.
So I think it's more of a black woman's confidential, confidence. So.
All right.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
You gotta go out,
yeah,
from the jump
by
how she really looks, and then her confidence is way fucked up. I mean, sorry for the language, but way messed up. So.
Right.
Yeah.
We get
but
it.
I can care less. As long as we know I ain't paying for it.
And that's a good point.
Okay. All right, caller. Thanks for calling
right,
in.
I appreciate you, caller.
All right. Okay.
Women should be confident in themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. It should be. It shouldn't be worried about. Never mind. Just for the record, if you holding on to tell us that this topic is silly, don't say that first, because if you do, we're going to move on to the next call. Area code.
Well, I thought you hung up on him. I was about to say, right?
No, I wasn't going to do that. Area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or comment?
Well, probably
Okay.
So I've had two beautiful black wives. And I didn't choose them because of how they look. I chose them because of their character. I've been with a lot of hair hat wearing women, long fingernail, long eyelasher wearing women, but they weren't the type of women that I wanted to support a marriage. They're not the type of person I wanted in my life because they were superficial. The women that I did choose to marry and make a part of my life were natural. They're beautiful on their own. They're beautiful because they knew who they were and they were happy with who they were. I mean,
confident.
As a man, yeah, as a man, I went down for the hair hat. The hair hat women, when I was messing with them, I was younger for one, and I was just trying to get whatever I could get with. Those hair hat women, when hair hats smell bad, you can't touch them, so it's not like they want to be like a white woman. A white woman in their long hair, you can run your fingers through their hair, you can touch their hair. But a black woman in their hair like that, you can't touch it. And then once you smell it, you don't want to touch it. So it's like, man, you can't mess with that. But yeah.
What do you say after you smell it? You don't want to touch it? Is that what I heard?
Yes,
what is going on?
Some of these women, they don't want to change it like they should because it's expensive. And it gets, man, put on a hat and wear a hat for a month. And then when you take that hat off, smell what your head smells like. Wear a hat on your head for a month, outside doing what you do.
Right.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
Got you.
And then and there's women that I was not, they hadn't changed their hair for 3 months.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, got
that's
it.
That's what
got
they
you,
did.
Got
and
it.
I got a really sensitive nose, so yeah, I can't mess with one with a hair hat. Can't do it.
Got you.
I can't do it.
But no, I prefer my women natural as well. And I don't, I like my women very, I do like beautiful women. My cousin, he'll let you know. I like my women. I like beautiful women.
but I also like the natural.
Right. Yes, indeed. Appreciate
and
that.
And it's getting harder and harder to find them in today's age because they all want to put on them hair hats. They're all, and it's because of the
right.
media, like you know, the other caller said, the media puts that into their minds that
yeah.
they have to do that to a man. No, they don't. They can be themselves.
Right.
And then they'll get a man.
Right.
Now, if they just think those hot body boys that are just going to do them bad, yeah, they'll get done. They'll have some sex, but they're not going to get a man. They're not going to get somebody that's going to be a part of their life. They're just going to get somebody that's going to utilize their vajayjay and be done with it. And it's like,
right.
Well, where are all the good men? You're not looking for good men. You're looking for those fast crash men.
Yeah.
Fast trash.
And I'll be like y'all, it is what it is. The way the world is turning.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Right. Because that's the thing.
It is what it is.
Yeah, because your wardrobe is going to attract certain energy and certain, you know, certain type of vibes and people. So you got to be mindful of, you know, what you're trying to attract. You know what I'm saying? Who are you trying to attract to you? Because trust me, the universe will send you exactly what you're looking for without no problem. You know what I'm saying? It'll send it right to you in a nice, beautiful package. But it, you know, you might not even
That's right.
want it after you get it. You know what I'm saying? So
yep.
Be careful. Be careful.
Yeah.
So yeah. So that's a. You know, that's a dynamic for those that just joined us. We're talking about standards of beauty, for you know, men and women, black men and women in particular. What are we looking for? How do we get control of the narrative? And have our own standards of beauty. Because for a long time, remember, we watched, you know, hip-hop. We watched the hip-hop videos. You know, there was a thing where they was only getting light-skinned girls with long hair. And, you know, you had a few clown rappers come out and say they don't like, they don't date dark-skinned chicks or they don't do this. Or, you know, basically trying to degrade black women to a certain degree. So that narrative really has to be. I hear something in the background. Right?
Thanks, caller. That's because you didn't. You kept going on and on. You gotta. Thank you, caller.
Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Okay.
Right on. No, I did. I said thank you, caller. I said right on,
no, you
caller.
Did.
Yes, I did. It's being recorded. I know I said thank you, caller.
I know you're a big fan, so
You already know I do like to bet, so but no, that's neither here nor there. But no, I was talking about the dynamics of dating and choosing a mate, but I had lost my train of thought real quick, so I digress.
I
lost my train.
Why'd you got her glass of wine out?
Man. No.
She's swirling it. She's swirling that glass, boy.
She's ready.
Anybody can get it right now.
Anybody can get
it. It's just one glass. I got to make sure I use it wisely.
Yep. She's patient. I can see her. She's patient. She's swirling that glass. She's like, all right, man.
Somebody
y'all can trip.
Somebody
y'all
about to
trip
this red.
Somebody about to
get red
glass.
Fact.
But to the one caller, though, who said this was a stupid topic, I just totally disagree with that. I think this is a topic that needs to be discussed or either thought about in your own private time, because I think this is a reflection of how we treat one another, you know, and the community. If we want to try to uplift our race, these are some of the things that needs to be addressed, because how men treat women and how women treat themselves and how men treat themselves, it's just behavior things that, you know, we have to have a certain standard and a certain, you know, we have to care about ourselves in a certain way when we have a certain standard
right.
about ourselves. And so I think this is a very important topic to have. Now, if you don't care about standards, then you may say that this is a dumb topic because you don't think standard matters and the way people treat themselves and the way the relationship between men and women, if you don't think that's important, then if you don't care, then I can understand that. But I think it is it's an important tool to how we want to progress and move forward in, you know, in the future. So let's get to the caller. Area code 609-310. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or do you have a comment? Area code 609-310. Okay, maybe we have to just listening.
All right.
Yeah,
well, yeah, family, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the dynamics of, you know, the standards of beauty for black men and black women. You know, just the whole gamut. Do black women have a European-centric of the way they dress? Because that's how the conversation started with a brother had a video where he was talking about, you know, black women trying to emulate the white woman. And he was like, well, shit, he might as well just get a white woman if that's the case. And that kind of sparked a conversation and a response video, you know, to what the brother was saying. You know, so. Right, what a white woman. That's hilarious. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that's interesting, and we all, you know, raised in this society to a degree, and we all, you know, for the most part, are involved in pop culture, and that shapes a lot of our views on, you know, beauty and, you know, what we think is, you know, beautiful or whatnot, and, you know, life or art imitates life, and life imitates art, so, you know, it's a mixture of both, for real. But I agree. I think this topic is definitely important. Now, remember, I don't know if y'all remember, but there was a video a few weeks ago, and I still haven't seen the video, by the way, but I've heard, you know, a few stories about it, where a woman was coming out of a bodega somewhere up in New York. She was coming out of a store, and these group of boys, men, was trying to holler at her or something. You know what I'm saying? I guess they asked her for a date or something. And when she refused their advances, they attacked this woman. You feel what I'm saying? They say they attacked her. Somebody bit her. Like, they almost beat this woman to a pulp. All because she rejected them hollering at her. You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? That's like some, I mean, that's so game goofy. You know, it just don't make no sense. But I thought about that when we talked about how dress, you can attract certain attention. And I'm not sure how that woman was dressed, but it seemed like those guys were just on something. You know what I'm saying? For them to go to that extreme, they had to have been on something and planning to attack a woman like that, you know, who didn't cooperate with them or whatnot. So we got a lot of gang goofy stuff when it comes to mating and dating each other that we definitely do need to get corrected as a people, you know what I'm saying, as a whole, in my opinion. You know, so we can just be solid, you know. Yeah.
You know, I want to ask Roger this too. And Kev, I mean, you can answer, but when it comes to, this is about way female dress. What is the purpose really of when women wear stuff to extenuate their upper extremity? How you going to get, throw that away from me. How you going to get mad if you catch us looking? I mean, if it's plumped up there in my face, I mean, what is it up there for? Ain't it up there for me to look at, or is it up there for just for you to be, for it to get some air? Like, I don't get it. To me, I feel like if it's pooped up like that, I should be able to say, nice breasts. I mean,
right.
Cause to me, I feel like you pushing them up, you must, it's just like a woman who put her makeup on and stuff like that. I mean, if you look, this is the part I don't get. why go through all that dressing yourself up, looking nice, you know, making yourself feel nice, but you don't want nobody to say, hey, nice this, nice makeup, or nice hair. I don't understand it. Now, you get some of these
people, nice butt.
men and women that's getting in trouble at the workplace because it used to be, I know some people take it too far. They're not the types I'm talking about who just go too far. I'm talking about the people who just genuinely just making a comment. Hey, you know, hey, I like your hair today. I mean, you put it up nice for a reason. So what's wrong with somebody just telling you, hey, I like your hairdo? And then if you pump up your breasts and your boobs, you know, you have them sitting how you want them and they up and your shirt, blouse is all open, we should be able to just say nice breasts. Am I tripping?
You got to ask Roger. Is that inappropriate, Roger? If a man compliments a woman on her physique, nice legs, nice butt, nice breast, is that inappropriate?
If you got it, you know, ain't like you covered up. Like you got them out
right
there. You got on the
right
high dress to show them thighs. I mean, you got them out for a reason. So what's wrong with somebody just complimenting? I ain't saying groping all over you. I'm saying what's wrong with saying, hey, you know, nice, whatever. Because you got them out for a reason. Am I too far off here? Am I tripping?
Right.
Well, I wouldn't say that you're tripping, but I'm more, you know, I'm more conservative when it comes to those types of things. So I'm not tripping, but you may not like my answer. But I feel like when it comes to those types of things, I think it's nothing wrong with complimenting the woman on her breast or thighs or certain body parts like that. If you are in a relationship with her, I think a random woman, I think you should, I don't think you should go that far into a compliment with a random woman or a friend. I think if you say, okay, your hair is nice, then that's fine. I think that's safe. But I think if you want to go to, you know, first base with a woman, I think you should be in a relationship with her. And that's just how I am. I just feel like that's just how it should be. And then to your other part of the question, why do women do that? If they may have a problem with it, I think that's what you was asking. I'm more of a conservative person, a female, so a lot of people, men and women, may not quite understand the way that I answer this, but I think when women dress like that, I think a great deal of it is because they need attention, they want attention. But they still want they're looking for a certain type of a guy. So it can be a twofold thing. If a woman dressed revealing and someone may approach her, she may, A, pretend that she don't like it just so she don't be confused as a quote-unquote, you know, whatever the derogatory names would be for a woman. Like that, she don't want to be confused as that, so she could pretend to not like it and express fake anger like, ooh, or she just don't want you. She's dressing like this for a certain type. She want to be able to pick the certain type of man. She want to be in the control. So, okay,
yeah, so
she knows she made the wrong fish. Well, she waiting on like a certain type.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be one of those two ways, most cases, yeah. So she just may not be feeling the guy.
Definitely fishing,
but she definitely want it, but it may be from about, you know, another type of
guy. There it is. I agree with that. She definitely looking for some attention because I think some women, not all, but some be trying to pretend like, I should be able to just, you know, wear what I want and that'd be that. Come on, man. You know what you're doing. You know what
right.
you're doing. You looking for something. You ain't just dressing like that just because you ain't putting your boobs all up in the air out like that just because you want them to be cool. Come on. You looking for something. You looking for some attention.
Yeah.
You looking for it. So I would appreciate if a woman just be honest and say this. Say, look, I'm looking for attention, but, you know, as a certain type of fish I'm trying to attract. Don't
right.
sit up there and
right.
lie and try to act like you ain't looking for the action when you is
right.
looking for the action. You just looking
yeah.
for a certain type of action.
Right.
Just be 100.
Right. Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. That's
right.
Yep. That's how I see it. I'm like, they definitely looking for some attention. You're definitely looking for attention. So it's just now it's a
so,
matter
no,
of.
So with
okay.
that,
mm-hmm.
well, I was going to say real quick, with that, like you said, I think both of y'all said this earlier, that's going to let you know what type. Don't be mad when you get the type of attention you're looking for. Because the way you present yourself, who wouldn't want y'all say you're going to get back what you asked them? What you looking
yeah,
for?
That's a brother
yeah.
kiss, and I agree with that, yeah.
But the right
yes,
type
indeed.
Of man ain't even going to really be attracted to that, to be honest. He might be attracted to it like, ooh, 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 but any man who's
right.
really interested in looking for, you know, a good woman or his wife, he ain't looking for that.
Right.
You could be dressed.
Right.
You could be covered
yeah.
all the way up. He ain't trying to, he ain't looking for all that. So you on the track.
Right.
What you asking for.
What you asked for, exactly. And that's why, y'all, for me, like, you know, back in the day, you know, when you go out and stuff and hang out, I've never actually dated someone, you know, had someone that was my girlfriend, quote unquote, that I met at the club. I just always thought that the club was not the place for that. Now, I met some chicks, you know, that I, whatever, you know, we hung out or whatnot, but I've never actually met someone that I've dated, you know, seriously at the club. And just for that reason, because, you know, people at the club, you know, when you back in the day, people trying to choose, they dressed a certain way and this and that. Everybody got on these masks and it ain't really what it is. So it's like, I never thought that was the place to actually pick up somebody or date somebody, you know, seriously date somebody. I'd rather meet somebody at the grocery store, at, you know, at work or through some mutual friends or, you know, just out on a random. That way you get the more,
that's
you know, more natural person. Yeah, as opposed
kids,
to them getting
dropping
off,
the kids off
yeah,
at
dropping
the daycare.
The kids off at the daycare, exactly, daycare. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that seems more, you know, genuine to me as opposed to meet somebody at the club where you know they trying to get dolled up and put on this facade to get chose. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Personally, by the
yeah.
way, I've never.
And that's why I feel,
you know,
like I think that when you start to court someone and all that, I think you should already know the person. I'm not a big fan of random meets. Meet me at the, I'm walking down the street or I'm at the store at Snooks. Or, I'm not a big fan of random meets. I think the two individuals should already have some type of common thread between them, and they should already be more familiar with one another before you start courting. I'm just not comfortable in with random meets. It's never been my thing. I don't
yeah.
trust you because I need to know who I'm inviting in my space. I think my space
right.
is
that's right.
very sacred, and it's a certain energy that I like to have. I don't like foolishness. I don't like
yeah,
to be
that's
arguing
right.
with nobody. I'm just not into that. I'm more of a laid-back personality. And so I'm very picky about how close I am to someone, and I don't just invite any and everybody around my space. So if I don't know you well enough to know how you are when you're angry, how you treat people, how you treat females, certain things like that, I'm just not so quick to be like, okay, let's go out on a date. To get to know you, no, I have to know you first
yeah,
before I go out on a date.
Right,
you
right.
know, me and Roger, just for some background, we had a conversation about this a long time ago about, you know, how did she feel about a man approaching her at the gas station. And I was telling her, like, you never know, like, that man might see you and he might know in his head, man, it might be just something about you that he's feeling. And this could be his only
opportunity to meet you. So
I
understand what you're saying, though. Okay. I respect what you're saying, but
this is how,
let
me explain
like
that too. Let me be more clear. Because even in certain circumstances like that, I'm not saying that you have to dismiss a guy either, because some guys may have a certain approach, but even still, if like say if you somewhere and you see a young lady, like you say out somewhere, you like that, this is my only shot, and you guys exchange number, don't call her next week and be like, let's go out, let me pick you up. No, I think you can still develop some type of a relationship just by talking to someone over the phone too for a while. You don't have to just be so quick to meet somebody. You get my number Thursday, right. Already five, you like, come on, let's go to the movies. What? I don't even know you. You just got my number. So I can't move so quickly like that. Now, if you pass someone a phone number and then you guys talk first, especially if there's no common thread, like this is a really random person. Now, if you know someone, like if you out with a friend and y'all bump into someone that your friend is familiar with, okay, that's a little more of a common thread. Somebody randomly that you don't know and you think you're going to get my number on Thursday and take me out on the weekend, you ain't the guy that I'm looking for. On that alone.
Right, you'd be surprised how often that happens, Queen Roger.
No, I won't be surprised. I know it happens a lot. I never understood
it. Did y'all just want to try to squeeze one last call in, or are we going to close it out?
We can try. Let's see. Every code, this will be the last caller. Let's see. Every code 314-833. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Y'all done talked so long, I'll be forgetting half.
Oh, my God.
I really had a comment. As I was thinking earlier when you all were saying that, natural beauty and out of what people like and what they do enhance themselves to be beautiful. Most of them get them off of TV. They try to enhance themselves. I'm more of a natural person myself, but to each his own for what people do. I think beauty is, to me, is just a more natural thing. And that's just me. But like I say, everybody had their own opinion. I don't know if it's supposed to be just, some do. I'm going to say that some do, want the attention. Now they doing what these stars doing. They going to get their boobs lift, they butt lift, they getting all this stuff done to enhance their beauty, and I don't know, I believe some men like it, I don't know, but it's just weird, but
they like it.
Yeah. To me.
And that's what we're trying to find. We're trying to find a man who like that stuff.
Because that's who you are, that's what you was born with, and there's nothing wrong with doing a little enhancement, I wouldn't say, but just to go out and get my boobs lift, my butt lift and all that, that's a little bit much. And a lot of young people are doing it for whatever reason, and I think they're doing it because they're getting it mostly from the stars. But to each his own, whoever's a natural, to me, it's more.
And
then they have the thing, where they've always, back in my day, that, lifespan was pretty. You never had a chance to really see the beauty of a dark person, because the only thing you looked at is that they were dark. And
dark, exactly.
Beautiful, but if you look at the, the light skin, the only thing, because there's a lot of light skinned people out here that's very light, and they're not beautiful. They're light with long hair. So,
The art of beauty
to me is a beautiful, really jet black woman. That's the art of beauty to me. Each his own again. They want this long hair and this weave and all that, but the art of beauty is a beautiful woman to me is and I'm not saying because I'm dark, but just the dark. I wish I was darker. I used to be back in the day wanting to be light. Because, I was taught back then, oh, my God, you got to be light with long hair. But I wish now that my skin was so dark, you probably couldn't see me but nothing but my teeth. And I'm serious about that. Now, that's longer, but I didn't realize it back then because, light skin, long hair, but I just think the art of beauty is a really, and I've seen some beautiful women. Not saying that I like, because there's some beautiful women out here that, you know.
Yeah, it's beautiful just, women all the way around. Right, fact.
Yeah. But that's all I have to say. I've never had more than nothing for God. But anyway, that's all.
Yes, indeed. Appreciate you, Carla. Right on. Thank you. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, it's beautiful women, and black women come in so many different shades. I mean, really, you could take your pick, and, you know, like the brother said, I don't think it's a thing where black people trying to necessarily copy off the European woman. I just think they, you know, a lot of them just want to express themselves in certain ways. But again, you got to be careful of, you know, how far you go and what you're trying to attract. But there's nothing with wanting to, you know, adorn yourself and be beautiful and feel good about yourself, you know, have confidence and feel good about yourself. So ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? So I digress,
yeah.
Family. I'm going to let y'all close this out.
Yeah, the more confident, of course, the better. Go on, Mufasa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, love who you are. I always say that. Love who you are. And if that's what you, no, I ain't going to say that because I'm being negative. Just love who you are.
That's the fact.
And love
who you are.
What you're attracted to.
Right. That's a fact.
Definitely love who you are. Self, you know, and if for some reason if you're out there and you're struggling with loving yourself, just don't give up. Keep trying. Just first off, you have to realize that nobody's better than nobody. So wipe
exactly.
that away. Wipe that away.
Exactly.
Nobody's better than nobody, you know. So
and
love
don't compare,
yourself.
Yourself, right.
Yeah, don't compare yourself to somebody.
Don't compare yourself to nobody. Facts.
Yeah.
Don't compare
don't
yourself
do that.
To nobody.
Yeah, we're all
that's
different. And love who you are and, you know, just continue to build your confidence up, you know. Like I say, I don't want somebody. I don't want a man that want me to, that I have to wear weave for anyway. Because weave is not my natural hair. You have to like me naturally. If you don't like me naturally,
right.
then you just not the man for me. I'm sorry. So, but I do think that a lot of women know when it goes to the way that women express their beauty as far as how they make themselves up and with the long hair, the fake nails, the lashes. All that. I still think that a lot of it is for the man, though. I really do. And it helps them with their confidence as well, but I think the man still is the root of it. I think the man is the root of it, and that's just where I'm at with that. But, you know, that's something that that can be worked on if, you know, if that's the case. It applies to you, you know. But just thank everybody for joining in with us with this topic and giving us your views and opinions. We appreciate you for tuning in with us and supporting us every week. We ask that you tune in next Sunday. Sorry about that. Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Like always, if you have any show topic or ideas, send us an email, collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Instagram. Speak. Forward to talking to you guys again.
Yeah.
The
brothers. Word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. Dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper. Who be been a keeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Like, won't get.